Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and the survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And overall, would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
I'm sorry?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Probably the first one.
Okay, got it. Now, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Don Davis.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
I'm going to say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Roy Cooper.
He's not running, is he?
Well, I'm not sure about that information right now.
I would say very favorable.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Larry Bacout.
I'm not really sure who that is.
Okay. And the next one is Joe Biden.
I'll say favorable. Or somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And if this year's presidential election were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And is in this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Stein.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Larry Bacout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And do you belong or to a credit union?
I do.
Okay, thank you so much. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or checking cashing outlet?
And what was the question again?
Yes. Which of the following do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or check cashing outlet?
A bank.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one is, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs.
Hold a lower interest rate. The last one. How many more of these questions do we got?
This is the longest question, and we are 60% complete. We're almost done.
Okay.
The options for this one are, if your reaction is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this statement. Hello?
Yes. Did I miss the question? Let's say neutral.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or the emergency hospital bills.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Positive.
Okay. Then we have Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold into their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process to transferring property when the owner dies.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one says, as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Positive.
Thank you. The next one says, Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Positive.
Thank you very much. The next one says, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Positive.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Then we have Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bankrupts to get them out of the way, so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small business loans.
Positive.
Thank you so much. We just have two more. The next one says, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-50 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 50% increase for junior enlisted service members.
Plasma.
And the last one says, knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local Eastern NC small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Powerful.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lauri Bacaut, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, she prioritizes, her priorities, sorry, will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you have heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lauri Bacaut, the Republican?
Don Davis.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is your gender? Male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
I'm sorry?
40 to 54.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And are you a member of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the last question, can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is Peacock.
No.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Paramount Plus.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Disney Plus.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is YouTube TV.
What's the name of the TV?
YouTube TV.
YouTube. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we have Slime TV.
No.
Thank you. Then we have Hulu.
Hulu, yes.
Okay. The next one is FUBO, or F-U-B-O.
No.
No, thank you. And the last one is ESPN Plus.
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.